This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, March 30. Jesus cried out. Our passage comes from Matthew chapter 27. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing there heard this, they said, he's calling Elijah. Immediately one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. When would a person be most disheartened? Many people say that would happen if a parent, spouse, or friend totally forsakes them. Jesus was forsaken by God and suffered the torments of hell because of our sins. If he didn't pay the price for our sins for us, we could never be in God's presence. Nothing sinful or impure can stand in the presence of God. So Jesus took our sins upon himself and was forsaken in our place. Jesus spoke the words of Psalm 22 as he hung dying on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus completed our salvation as he suffered for us on the cross. Some have doubts, saying, how could so many people be saved through one man's death? Well, we must remember that Jesus himself is God, so the value of Jesus' death cannot be measured by quantity, but by its quality. Jesus, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, is more precious than all humankind. So his death could easily pay the price of all human sin. His sacrifice is more than enough to save us. Jesus' precious blood washes away our sins forever. How excruciating that pain must have been for Jesus when he was forsaken by God. Think upon Jesus' cry and meditate on his sufferings. And give thanks for God's amazing grace. Pray with me. Dear God, we thank you for giving your one and only Son to die for us, paying the price for all our sins. Guide us to live in gratitude for your amazing love and grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.